May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. I think it's a case of my poppy's bigger than yours this morning. I was given this poppy for opening the poppy shop. And it was lovely to go down and meet them all down there in the Harper Centre, where they're trying to raise £50,000 this year for the British Legion and for those who've been affected by war. And it's great to be able to share in that. The church has a difficult role, I think, on Remembrance Sunday. And we have to be careful not to be ambiguous. You know, we do all kinds of things as clergymen. We bless battleships, you know, and you have to be careful what kind of message you give across. And it's important on Remembrance Sunday that the message of the church is really clear. And so let me try and be clear and not ambiguous. Why are we here today? Well, we have this wonderful introduction to our service in which we say we're here to pray for all who suffer, who are in need. We're here to remember those who've lived and died in the service of others. And we pray for peace. We ask for God's blessing to be upon us as we seek to be part of that work in peace. And so the church must really be clear about its attitude towards war and the suffering of those who've participated in it. I was really sorry when they stopped repatriating soldiers to Wootton Bassett. I don't know how you felt, but I thought it was very poignant to see coffins brought back and to see people with great respect and dignity marking that repatriation along the route when the cars took. And it was very public, and it was shown on our screens all the time, wasn't it? And it reminded us, really, of what our soldiers are going through, men and women serving overseas, and the great sacrifice that they make. Somehow it doesn't seem to have the same resonance when they're flown into an airport, and we don't see that in the same way. And we hear that they're dying month in and month out, but it doesn't have the same visual significance. And I think it's good to have that reminder when we see it in our screens that daily people are putting their lives at risk and frequently our soldiers die. I chose for our commentary today in Partnership News a poem by Charlotte Mew. And I like it. I like it for lots of reasons. One of the reasons being that, I don't know about you, but when I did English and poetry in school, we always did the male poets, Wilfred Owen and people like that, and we never looked at Charlotte Mew. And I think that she's got a very powerful poem here. I like it because it was written when the cenotaph was built in London, and the victory parades came back and everything. She wrote this poem about the cenotaph. The first cenotaph was built, made of wooden plaster apparently, then it was replaced in Portland stone in 1920. And her poem has none of the sort of the jingoism, none of the celebration of war, which so often we can be dragged into. But it sort of reflects on the chaos of war. And the poem itself is chaotic because it's got long lines, little lines, all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't sort of rhyme in the way that some poems do. And it looks at the way in which the earth itself somehow suffers from the effects of war. And you reflect upon the broken landscape of France and Belgium, Flanders fields, where the earth was scarred and the green was removed and all that was left was broken earth. And it's from that broken earth that the poppies grew in the scarred battlefields, which had sucked in the blood of the fallen soldiers. So her words reflect on the agony and the brokenness and the pain of those who are left behind. Those who suffer daily an ongoing pain from the effects of war. And we need to contemplate on these sorts of words. We need to be reminded of the pain and the suffering of war. And as we do that, it hopefully will prevent us from ever rushing to war again. We remember the dead with hearts filled with gratitude for their enormous service and sacrifice. And we remind ourselves that war is a truly, truly dreadful thing. And you would think that message would be in our minds day in, day out. And it should be, and certainly I think it has been in the minds of Christian leaders, and that's why they've spoken out so forcibly against the prospect of bombing another country again. And to think that we've been through that only this year is remarkable, to think that we would. And you just hope that the pain of war will keep in people's minds to prevent us going and bombing another country with a foreign name. Military commanders love to pretend that somehow war just solves the problems. And I was thinking back to that famous speech by George Bush in 2003 when he stood on the aircraft Abraham Lincoln announced the end of the war in Iraq. And above him was that large banner, which you may remember had the words "Mission Accomplished" printed onto it. I think that everybody agreed afterwards that it was a really, really bad idea, and nobody sort of wanted to admit to having put it up. Wars are seldom ever over that quickly. And more importantly, there's never room in war for triumphalism. And when we look back on the unacceptable loss of life, which inevitably comes, we must always be absolute about the fact that war is the last resort. And so today we gather and we wear poppies for Remembrance Sunday, and they're signs of hope. These are signs of hope. A brilliant visual symbol from the aftermath of that First World War. And we shouldn't forget that why they were introduced. They were introduced to make money. In 1918, at the end of World War I, there was no welfare state as we have it today. And those men who'd fought so bravely and given such a sacrifice came back to a country which provided them with very little support. And their families and they really suffered. And people who'd lost their breadwinners were plunged into real hardship. So after the war, the poppies were made to raise money so that ex-service people and their families could provide for their needs. And the poppies have, you know, been worn ever since at anniversaries. And those poppies represent the people whose lives were ruined, who made that great sacrifice. They're not a glorification of war. And the church is never, ever about consecrating war. Wearing poppies isn't about jingoism. It's not about congratulating ourselves on military conflict. It's remembering those who have died. And it's recognising and marking their sacrifice for our freedoms. And as we recognise their sacrifice, it's incumbent upon each one of us to be resolute in working for peace. And that's why we have that act of commitment. As after we've remembered their sacrifice, so we pledge ourselves to try and change things, to try and bring in those Christian standards, which we all know from the teaching of Jesus would prevent war, as we learn to love our enemies and live in peace with those people who are different from ourselves. It's a sad fact that before 1919, those who died in service were not remembered unless they were officers. And it was only World War I and the armistice service which took place which changed all that. It introduced the recognition that every single life which was lost was important. Every single life should be marked. And you know, I remember listening to our then Archbishop Rowan Williams, who was speaking words of caution about the war in Iraq, and he was stressing that every life was important. And he said, you know, every life is someone's son or someone's daughter, perhaps someone's mother, perhaps someone's father, on both sides of the conflict. Every life is important. And he spoke very profoundly and expressed caution. And I know that our church leaders speak with one voice in expressing caution about going to war and the dreadful effects that it can have. So these poppies, these symbols, are symbols of hope. Symbols of hope, and hope that we've learned the terrible, terrible lessons of war. Remember lives poured out for the freedom of others, and we remember the atrocious waste that war is, sucking in life and causing pain long after the guns have gone silent. Remembrance Day is a day of reflection, enables us to remember those people affected by wars, both in the past and now taking place. It allows us to think of all of those people suffering from wars around the world, and it reminds us of the importance of working for peace. The poppies remind us not of the war, but of those who have fallen. They're about people, people we must never forget, people we must honour by working for peace, peace which those who died believed they were helping to bring about. Amen.